Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about why 100% is easy and 99% is hard. What the heck do I mean by that? Well, I heard one of my mentors, Jeff Walker from Product Launch Formula, a few years ago on stage talk about how 100% was easy and 99% was hard. And the example he gave from stage was, he said, listen, if you say, I'm not going to eat chocolate, right? If you make the declarative statement, I am not going to eat chocolate, I'm not a chocolate eater, then when you're presented with the opportunity to eat chocolate, somebody says, hey, do you want some M&Ms? Then you just say, no, thank you. I'm not a chocolate eater. I don't eat chocolate. Thank you. I appreciate it. However, if you say yes to that, you're like, well, it's just this one time. Yes, I'm at a party, right? If you have some kind of rationale or a excuse for why you might want to do it, then what tends to happen is you'll have that M&M. Well, I mean, you're not going to have one M&M. Who eats one M&M? But you'll have a handful of M&Ms. And then maybe the next day you'll be presented with an opportunity to have some other chocolate. And you're like, well, I had the chocolate yesterday, so I can have it today, I guess. I mean, it's just 2 days. Who cares? Like, whatever. I'll get back on it. Right. And then the reality is, you all know how this works. You don't really hop back to it. Right. Most people's discipline is not so that you snap back to it. No, nope, I'm not eating any more chocolate. Right. So if you make the decision, hey, I don't eat chocolate, then you don't eat chocolate. It's a lot easier. Same thing can happen with, you know, if you're on a diet and you say, I'm not going to eat sugar. I get it. It's hard to eliminate all sugar from your diet. But if you basically say, look, I'm not going to eat sugar, and you start looking at labels and you say, no, I'm not eating cake and cookies and ice cream and whatever, or I'm reducing my carb intake, whatever the case may be, and you look at labels, okay, maybe a gram of sugar sneaks in because, you know, it's hard to eliminate, like things like ketchup, right? It'll sneak in somewhere like that. And so maybe there's a gram here or there. But like if you say, like, here's what I'm doing, here's the standard that I have, and here's what I will meet, right? And then you meet that. You make that decision once, and it's easy to stick to. But if you start saying, well, it's my birthday coming up, so I'm going to have a piece of cake and whatever, then it's just so much harder to get back on. And it reminds me of this quote from Peter Drucker, who has written a ton of really good books on management, including The Effective Executive. But Peter Drucker said something along the lines of, why make 100 decisions when one decision will do? Right? Why make 100 decisions when one decision will do? So when you just decide, like, this is what I do or this is what I don't do, and then you've made the decision, you don't need to worry about it ever again. That's why some of the people that you've seen in tech companies famously wear, you know, black turtlenecks and jeans every day, wear a hoodie. It's because they don't want to make a decision about what to wear. Like, science is telling us, as miraculous as our brain is, that on any given day, it seems like we have a finite amount of processing and choosing and willpower in our brain, right? And so why use that amount that we have that day on trivial things that don't really matter? And so if you just make the decision, here's what I'm going to do, I do this 100% of the time, it's just so much easier. You don't have to make those decisions each time. That's kind of how I am every single day now. I mean, it's great being able to work for yourself and have your own business. In the summertime, I wear a t-shirt and shorts, usually like khaki shorts or something with pockets, whatever, in case I go out to the store, but sometimes just like lacrosse shorts. And in the wintertime, it's jeans and a hoodie with a t-shirt. That's pretty much it. That's what I wear. That's my uniform. So I don't have to get dressed up. I don't have to think about it. I don't have fancy clothes. Like, I'm not into that. So I don't have to worry about it. I've just made the decision. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to show up. And, you know, unless I'm going to a wedding or a funeral, I'm probably wearing those things. That's like just how I show up. I don't need to meet certain fashion standards or whatever. I don't care about that stuff. And so think about like what it is you're doing in your life, in your business, in your world, and how you can put this into play for you, because I think there's a lot of opportunities. One of the biggest ones has to do with diet and exercise, right? So if you want to reduce body fat, lose weight, whatever the case may be. One of the things that I've found super successful people will do in that space is they basically eat the same thing every single day for at least two meals. So it's like they have the same exact breakfast and the same exact lunch, and then over a long period of time, like weeks or months, and then maybe they have some variety around dinner time, because usually that's a shared meal a little more often than some of those other ones. And so they might have some variety there, but they do have usually a rule around, like, whether it's carb reduction or whatever, or they're counting calories, or like Weight Watchers has points. Like they usually have, or what's the other one? Whole 30, right? There's some rules about certain things. Like they have some rules and they follow, but generally for the meals where they're not sharing with anybody else, they eat or do or consume the same things every single day, right? So success is usually really boring. Like if you want to have success, the routines and the things that you set up are usually super boring and mundane and very routine, because it's just simple and you don't have to decide. Like, so every single day, if you wake up and you say like, I eat one banana and one slice of whole wheat toast with 2 tablespoons of peanut butter on it, like I'm not recommending that that's what you eat. I don't know what your diet is, but if that's what you decide, then every single day, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wake up and be like, am I going to eat cereal today? I'm going to eat oatmeal today. No, I'm going to have one banana and I have one slice of whole wheat toast with 2 tablespoons of chunky, no sugar added natural peanut butter. That's it. That's all you do. So when you go to the store, right, you see how this has a compound effect. When you go to the store, then you know what you need to shop for. You don't need to think about, do I need to get waffles or oatmeal or whatever? I mean, if you have other family members, obviously you need to take that into consideration, but you see how then this just compounds on itself. You go to the store, you're like, well, I need a loaf of bread, I need some bananas, and I need some natural chunky peanut butter. That's it. You make that decision and you stick to it. You make the decision you're going to drink a gallon of water each day, right? There's this popular thing going on right now, this 75 hard. It's, you know, you exercise twice a day for at least 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside. You consume a gallon of water each day. You stick to whatever the diet is. You could choose it, but you have to stick to some diet routine and you have to read at least 10 pages of a book. I don't think I left any of those out. 10 pages of a nonfiction book. And you do it for 75 days. And the people that do it are super successful because the decisions have been made for you. Every single day, you get up and you go, wow, okay, I got to go exercise outside. So you walk for 45 minutes or run or whatever it is you're going to do, ride a bike, hike. I tend to go on a ruck, right? It's basically like walking or hiking with a backpack with weight in it. Go Ruck actually has really good products for that. I love their backpacks. Really good Made in America products. Made by U.S. Special Forces people, so it's pretty cool. Not inexpensive, but you get what you pay for. Anyway, if that's what you decide you're going to do, you wake up, you do the thing. Okay, I wake up and I walk for 45 minutes or whatever. And then you come back and you're like, oh, I got to have breakfast. Okay, I eat my slice of toast and my peanut butter and my banana, and that's it. And I'll drink whatever, I got to drink my water. So I'll drink 32 ounces of water with my breakfast. And because I did meal planning and planned for lunches this week, here's what I have: half a chicken breast and some kind of green leafy vegetable, whatever, already pre-portioned, and you just grab that out of the refrigerator and go. So pretty much now your whole morning routine has been decided for you. You've made that decision. You stick to it. You don't sway from it. You don't say, well, this morning I'm going to have some Cocoa Puffs because I'm kind of in the mood for that. No, the decision's been made. 100% is easy. 99% is hard. If you let that 1% slip in, it's going to be really hard to get back on it. All right, and that's why for the 75 hard routine, they say, if you miss something, you got to start over from day one. You can't be like, oh, I'm just going to skip a day. No, you got to go back. And part of that is trying to impress upon you that routine and discipline are important. Okay, so I would, by the way, I notice I say, okay, so a lot in this podcast, maybe you picked it up too. And sometimes when I listen to it, I feel like I'm saying queso, like the cheese sauce you would dip a chip in. I don't know why that just came up, but anyway. Think about what it is you're doing and the routines and the decisions you make. Can you make a very simple decision? Tim Ferriss has one. I don't know if he still follows it, but in his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, from a productivity standpoint, he says, look, I only check my email twice a day. It's like 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. or something like that. That's it. He checks his email twice a day. That way he doesn't take out his phone and go check it. Like, that's what he does. And he sends an automatic message to people. Hey, I only check my email twice a day. If you have my cell phone number and it's urgent, ping me and let me know. That's it. That way he's not in his inbox all day, right? That's a rule he set. 100% is easy, 99% is hard. He doesn't check his emails periodically in between. He's like, nope, I check it at 11 and 3. That's what I do. That's my routine. So it may sound very rigid and like too much structure, but as one of my friends, Jocko Willink, says a lot, discipline equals freedom. Discipline equals freedom, which says make that decision once, and then you don't have to make those 100 other decisions, right? Have the discipline to stick to that one thing 100% of the time. Then you don't need to worry about everything else. There's no decision fatigue. There's no worrying about, oh, am I going to have enough willpower? No. I don't drink alcohol. Somebody offers you a drink? No, thank you. Do you have water? Right? The decision, there's two decisions there that came into play. One, if you say, I don't drink alcohol, and two, I'm on this 75 hard, I need to drink a gallon of water each day. Somebody offers you a beer, you say, no, thank you. Right? Because I don't drink. That decision has been made. And you say, but if you have some water, that would be lovely, because that decision has also been made. I need to consume more water. And so you see how this thing can just spill over. So think about what it is you do each day. Maybe for a week, write down some of the stuff you do, some of your routines, some of the stuff that's going on. And so you can go back and look at it and be like, wait a second, like I did multiple things for this one deal. If I could just make a decision here, or just say, I'm going to do this one thing, then you don't have to make those decisions all the time. It'll take a little bit of time to do this audit up front. It'll take a little bit of work to think about this stuff, but trust me, because I've been doing this in my life for years now, if you could make the decision, then it's done. You don't have to make the decision again. And then when you're confronted with having to, quote, make a choice, the choice has been made for you. I don't do that, or yes, I do that, or yes, thank you, or no, thank you. You don't have to worry about it, right? You don't have to worry about getting judged for it or whatever. You just, no, I don't do this, or I do this, or I prefer this over that. That's it. Okay. All right. So I hope that served you. Put this into play in your life. I know it will help you do what the purpose of this podcast is, which is help you unleash your awesome, because it will help you take some of the mundane and the routine things and just already have those be decided for you and automated if possible each day. And then you can focus on your strengths. You can stay in your zone of giftedness, whatever you want to call it, because that is really how you're going to make the biggest impact on the world, is when you unleash your awesome from your zone of giftedness. Okay. So hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you've liked this episode or any of the other ones, if you could do me a favor and screenshot this and share it on social media somewhere, Instagram stories, Facebook stories, wherever, letting people know about the Unleash the Awesome podcast, I would appreciate it. I think we're now up to 40. I think this is a 48th episode, and I'm going to keep doing this because I'm getting feedback. People love it. And the more you share it with people and the more feedback I get, the more energy it gives me to be able to create this and put out more really good content for you. So I'd appreciate it if you've liked this or any of the other episodes, if you'd share it with a friend. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. And until next time, go unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.